The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything about your health. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied. Let's see if I can put you in a different direction, because what you're doing is not working, right? Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. It is raining outside. You know, we've had more rain this year. We've broken the record than any other time since they've begun recording the amounts of rainfall. It is unbelievable. I think Noah's going to start selling, you know, tickets on the Ark again. So better stand in line and figure it out. Seriously, all kidding aside, it's raining. Be careful out there. It's slippery and slidey. And, you know, being the holidays coming up, we're not paying attention as we normally do. So be aware and stay healthy, stay alive. We have a very interesting program for you in studio today. I'd love to take your calls on anything. And the program is the prelude to this Wednesday night's presentation at the Rozelle Center for Healing, December the 19th, 7 p.m. It is the last in-house presentation until next year in 2019. We'll have those up and posted at RozelleCare.com pretty quickly, so make sure that you check it out and see all the good information that's going to come your way as the year begins to unfold in 2019. As we wrap up this year, it's a topic that actually is not necessarily timely for the season, but timely because the stress patterns that we endure at this time of the year can trigger these conditions. So what am I talking about? We're talking about the thyroid. And this Wednesday evening, we're going to be presenting the thyroid puzzle. And in studio, a very special man, someone who I've learned to appreciate at a very, very high level, and Dr. Zhang.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Rozelle.
You know, and the fun part about this program is Dr. Zhang and I will be co-lecturing this Wednesday evening. We're going to be talking about the thyroid gland from two different platforms, and we're going to cover all kinds of different nuances of it, from, you know, what it really looks like, because so many different pieces of thyroid dysfunction are overlooked and they're very easily identifiable. And you're going to go after it from what the patient looks like, the different configurations, how they know they have a problem. But we're going to look at this thing from two different aspects and see if we can really help people. You know, Dr. Zhang, let's start with simply this. What is a thyroid problem? You know, we have this little organ that sits in the throat. It's about the size of a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to us a little bit.
So before we talk about the thyroid, their problem or function, so I want to mention about a parathyroid, because today, this morning, I see a patient this morning, the patient asked me, oh, is thyroid a parathyroid? No, it's totally different two organs.
So you want to go from the thyroid to the parathyroid.
I don't want to clear out, we're talking about a thyroid, it's not a parathyroid. So parathyroid is more regulate your calcium levels, this kind of thing. It's a different, totally different thyroid. Okay.
So disclosure, he's really not going far off base, because your parathyroid glands are actually small little glands that are embedded in the thyroid itself.
Yeah, this was today's morning, the patient asked about their questions. I said, no, it's all about the parathyroid issue. Okay, so thyroid is a butterfly shaped in the gland. It's a very, very important endocrine gland. So it's located in your front of neck, a little bit lower. Generally, if the thyroid is pretty normal size, you cannot feel that. If you feel something that is swollen there, it's a problem. Okay, thyroid is part of the endocrine system, and then then it can secrete a lot of the many hormones throughout your body. And this overproduced hormones is known as the thyroid hormone. And also the thyroid hormone can influence your metabolites and can influence your body temperature and influence the growth and the brain development. When I say brain development, it's not only for adults, it's but also for the children. Actually, we see more thyroid issues with children too.
And, you know, people don't usually think about that because, you know, unless it's very severe, you know, and a child develops almost like a cretin, you know,
right.
Then they say, oh, my God, I must have a thyroid problem. Or it's very stark in that the child is, for no reason whatsoever, the child eats vegetables and meats only, and the child's heavy.
Yes.
And so you see that type of thing. But the truth of it is that there are many children who have thyroid problems, and not only do they have them, but they're genetically predisposed.
Right, yes. When the mom is born pregnant and the mom has thyroid issue, then they cannot regulate their hormones very well in the body and then get it to the baby. So we'll talk about it later on about the postpartum, the thyroid problem with the pregnant people. Yes. So actually, thyroid is not only the thyroid gland. So it's released a lot of hormones and they're regulated by the hypothalamus. So that means another problem. Sometimes the thyroid issue, a lot of people go to the doctors, they check out if there's anything wrong with thyroid, but however, it's another problem that causes this problem.
So the thing that we have to understand, and sometimes we talk about things that we are very familiar with, but you're talking about a little gland in the brain, the hypothalamus, which causes regulation of a lot of different things. It's like a conductor. It tells everybody what to do.
Yeah.
And then that regulates the other piece called the pituitary, right?
Yes, pituitary.
Okay, so
actually, pituitary this is interesting there. For example, pituitary and the thyroid gland, just like the heater and the thermostat. Okay, if your body is very hot, then your pituitary said, okay, it's too hot. I don't want to release too much hormone to stimulate your thyroid gland. Just shut off. Let's reverse something. If you feel cold or your body need more heat, then the pituitary will release more hormone to stimulate your thyroid gland to produce more hormone. Let the body keep the temperature.
But the one that has the fingers on the thermostat is actually the hypothalamus.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
So we talk about something called the HPA axis, right? So hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal. So, you know, we're talking about a lot of different things when it comes to thyroid dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of it is that, you know, most people go to their doctors and they run TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone.
Yep.
If they're lucky, they might run T4, which is thyroxine.
Yes.
But that's only the beginning. That's the tip of the iceberg because you have not only, and I'm mentioning these very quickly because I will go over them in depth with you on Wednesday evening and with our listeners. TSH, we have to know two things about it. We have to know how it produces things and if it's being influenced by the hypothalamus and so forth. Then we need to know if the thyroid can produce hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Not just give it hormone because it's not. There are things that it needs specifically nutritionally that the body should be providing that sometimes if it doesn't, it can't work.
Yeah.
And then there's inflammation, the sheath that goes over the top of it, right? So
right.
All these things, we're getting to death. So my question to our listeners is how many of your physicians are running something more than TSH T4 when they should be running, and I'm saying it very quickly, TSH, free T3, free T4, total T4, T3, total, free, and uptake,
yeah.
And then you want to know reverse T3, then TPOs and thyroid antibodies, and the list goes on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to talk about all those things on Wednesday evening, but let's get into it a little bit more. Let's talk about that function of that thyroid and how it works and what does it cause in the body. You talked a little bit about it, you'd say a thermostat. What else does it do?
Thermostat is one of the reasons called thyroid issue, called thyroid to produce more of the hormones to regulate the body. So the body is very, very smart. So this one is endocrine system can work with together with the liver or with the adrenal. The adrenal then can affect each other. So same thing. This is why a lot of people go to the doctors to check that, thyroid function is okay, but it's okay. However, they forgot to check about the adrenal. They forgot to check, okay, okay, adrenal can affect thyroid issue too. So then they come back, okay, my daughter said, okay, let's take this medication. They only treated the symptoms, but they don't know what's the reason underneath the thyroid piece.
You know what makes me crazy is somebody gets put on thyroid medication from one blood test, right, when they're young. They're in their 20s or 30s, and we see them when they're 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they've been on it all their lives. And nobody has bothered to ask the question, what happened? Why is that thyroid not working?
No.
And you have to take a lot of different systems into consideration, including the liver, because that's critical in converting some of the thyroid hormone. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'm in studio with Dr. Zhang, and this Wednesday evening, Dr. Zhang and I will be co-presenting at the Rozelle Center for Healing, the thyroid puzzle. Find out, you know, how to fix this thing. You know, so many of you have we'll call borderline thyroid problems, and you don't even know they exist. And it's not because you're putting on weight, or it's not because but sometimes because you can't think well, sometimes because you're staying cold all the time, sometimes because it's too hot.
Yes.
You know, sometimes your body is swelling, and you don't know why it's doing that. All
right.
Those things can, and many, many more. But we're going to talk about that, and you need to go to RozelleCare.com and register. But let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the problem with the blood testing that the doctors don't do, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of tests actually called a functional test. So just like I said, we have to test the T4, T3, TSH, and most common. The physician is prescribed for you, order for you. However, we still want to know the T4, free T4. We want to know their antibody and the uptake. So why we do that? Because the T4 is only one or two forms in their thyroid. So when you have a T4, firstly, you have to have the TSH, which is released from the pituitary gland to stimulate your thyroid, okay, to attempt to release the T4, and T4 and free T4, the two forms. Then free T4 and go to the liver, and then to there, it converts to T3. T3 then goes to your blood, let your body use that. Now, okay, the T3s come out, or I will regulate with my body, temperature, the mood, you know, all these kind of endocrine issues, the things. Then the body says, okay, let's do that. However, there's a lot of things to affect this T4 to T3. For example, if you have a liver issue, then you will never get a T4 transfer to T3. That means you have problems.
So in other words, people who have any kind of toxicity of the liver, or that liver's working too hard to begin with, they're going to have a difficult time converting T4
right.
into the active hormone T3.
Yes.
And that's
yeah.
what happens, by the way, 80% of the time.
Yes. The bad thing is a lot of medical doctors don't care about that. They only feed you, give you a lot of medication to give you more hormones. But however, if your liver, you don't want to get a medication. I told all my patients, even though supplements, my patient gave me a question, okay, do I have to take these supplements forever for the rest of life? No, the same thing with medication. You definitely do not want to take medication forever. You want to know the reason. If you don't fix your liver because liver issue, how can you fix your thyroid issue?
It's impossible.
There's no way T4 to T3.
You know, if you've been on Synthroid, if you've been on levothyroxine or any thyroid medication for any length of period of time, and your doctor says, well, you know, learn to live with it. You got to deal with it for the rest of, you know, your days on the planet. This is a program that you really need to attend. This Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, Dr. Xinglong Zhang and I will co-treat and co-present, and we will show you all the nuances of thyroid function and what you can do about it. What a great way to start out 2019, getting it fixed, right? Well, we're going to talk more about it as we go through the program today. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, and it's wet outside. So hopefully you're someplace where it's dry, and you're listening to the program, and we can give you data and information that, you know, perhaps you forgot about. But this is an important program. We're talking about the thyroid puzzle, which is going to be the topic of our last in-house program this Wednesday evening, December the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. Dr. Zhang and I will be co-teaching, co-presenting, and you know, we want you to know that this is a topic that is so prevalent. We're talking something in the neighborhood of about 70 million Americans that have this type of condition, and at different stages of whether it's hypothyroid or hyperthyroid or, you know, an autoimmune condition. It's really something that I promise you, if you come and join us, you're going to walk away with some data that you didn't know about. And you're going to look, and if you have any laboratory work, bring it with you. I'll go over it with you and I'll explain it to you. We'll go through one piece after the other and kind of take it apart and show you what you really should know and what you need to ask your doctors about and to try to find out what can be fixed. You know, let's go to the phones. Martha, thank you for hanging in there. How can I help you?
Was diagnosed with Hashimoto's years ago.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if y'all can speak to that and whether or not my thyroid function itself is on the, I think, the low side of normal.
Uh-huh.
So my doctor went ahead and prescribed a relatively low dose of levothyroxine just to see if it would help my thyroid function and maybe help with some symptoms. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that and what your thoughts are in general on Hashimoto's.
Okay, let me, you know, I'm going to get into it actually quite in depth on this Wednesday evening, but let me talk to you about it a little bit. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is a autoimmune condition of the thyroid, but it's one that's kind of different. And how you diagnose it is not just by regular testing. You have to run something called a TPO, which is thyroid peroxidase antibody. And if it's elevated, outside the levels is diagnostic, period, end of story. But then you have to know what all the other pieces are. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is generally the place that you're going to look at first is in the intestinal system. And it's going to be an allergic inflammatory response within the gut that's going to overwhelm, cause a inflammation of the liver function and conversions and so forth. And I know I'm being very superficial, but let's start with that it's a grain problem. Anybody that has a Hashimoto's pattern, you have to be done with grain. That's not going in your body again. And if you keep feeding it grain, it's going to get worse. Now, when they give you Synthroid, and anybody that does have a Hashimoto's, the problem is it's a extract of corn. So corn's a grain. So they're actually making it worse. So it feeds on itself. So when you deal with a Hashimoto's pattern, you have to fix the gut. You have to fix all the pieces that relate to the intestinal system. And there's something called intestinal villi. And when you have any kind of allergic reaction, these little hair fibers, these intestinal villi that allow for more of a broad-based absorption to occur within the gut get hammered. They get beat up. In most cases, they're gone. And now you've got an intestinal tract that looks more like leather than it does a soft, pliable, absorbable platform. So, you have to get rid of the irritation, find out what other allergens are there. There's a relationship also to heavy metals, particularly mercury and aluminum. There's some testing that can be done for that. But in my career, we've been able to help many people with majority of them. I could almost say all of them if they followed through with what we'd asked them to do with a Hashimoto's platform. So, but the only way you can diagnose it is with a TPO test. And with all the other ones, you got to see what's being shut down, how much of the hormones not getting in, but you got to find out what the allergens are. So, having said that to you, Martha, it's something that is doable. In my opinion, nobody should be on medication unless the thyroid is totally shut down and non-functional, should be on any kind of hormone forever, because the question of why is not being answered properly, and that is really what needs to be done. I hope that helps you a little bit. Do you have more of a specific question? I got about a minute.
I guess at this point then, if I were to get off of levothyroxine, it's a slow, you know, withdrawal from it. I can't just stop.
No, you can't. First, you got to find out what's going on in the system. If you don't fix that, you're still in the same loop. So you got
right,
to.
But, But I don't want to take the levothyroxine if it's not helping me.
Correct. So. No, I understand that. But you don't stop it on your own. You can transition, but you need to find out what the underlying triggering mechanisms are. You know, you have to find out if the nervous system is working properly. You have to find out what sensitivities. Then you get rid of those. And then through a process of doing several other things and high-level anti-inflammatories like glutathione and glutamine and perhaps even some of the neurotransmitters have to be dealt with. But it can be fixed in a natural way as the body begins to heal over a period of time. If you have the opportunity, join us this Wednesday evening. I'll get into it very specifically. I'll answer other questions. If you have any lab work, bring it with you. We'll talk about what a Hashimoto's pattern actually looks like, and that's the important piece. But know that Hashimoto's can be fixed. We're coming up to the break, the halfway point. We're in studio talking about the thyroid puzzle, which is our topic this Wednesday. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. You know, it's raining outside, so you need to sit down for a while, and it's about that time of the day where you need a break anyway, so pay attention to the program. We're actually talking about a very fascinating and a very complicated, that can be made very simple, subject. It's called thyroid, but we're going to call it the thyroid puzzle, which is the name of the program. In our last of the year at the Brazil Center for Healing in Fairfax, the thyroid puzzle this Wednesday evening, December the 19th at 7 p.m. Love to have you as our guest, and listen, if you're on medications, you're on Synthroid, you're on levothyroxine, if you're on any other med that, you know, that they've given you and said, well, you know, you're stuck with it, you got to do it. Not necessarily so. Unless your thyroid is gone, unless you've had such irradiation to it where it doesn't work, there's a whole lot of things that can get better. And even if they're giving you the medication, like T4, which is thyroxine, which is Synthroid, which is levothyroxine, if you're not converting it into the active form of T3, it's not happening. But anyway, this Wednesday evening, Dr. Zhang, my guest in studio, and I will be co-hosting. We will be co-lecturing to you. So bring everything that you have so we can go through it. And listen, this is an opportunity. Why wait? 2019 should be a better year for you. And there's a lot that you can do right now to understand it, to learn about it, to make a difference. We're going to get back into the meat of the program, but let's get to the phones. Lou, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Hello, doctor. My sister is 75 years old and is trying to heal from a hip fracture. Is the thyroid involved at all in helping the bone formation in elderly women?
Of course it is. And that, the answer is the thyroid and its entire function, yes. Dr. Zhang, in the beginning of the program, had talked about the parathyroid, mm-hmm. and it controls calcium metabolism. So if the parathyroid isn't, if the thyroid's not working, the parathyroid also is going to be sluggish. They yeah. work together. Mm-hmm. And so subsequently, the hormone calcitonin from the parathyroid is not going to be adequate, or the receptors of where it goes into the bone is not going to be adequate. Now, you have to take a lot of things into consideration as well. And vitamin D has a lot to do with, believe it or not, with thyroid function. So you look at it multidimensionally. If she's not healing, there's a metabolic or neurological or acupuncture reason she's not healing.
That's right. So we have... Hi, hello. It's Laurie, if folks, West, from Chinese medicine, if you're not healing very well, that means your qi and blood is not enough. Qi and blood have the function of healing the fracture, healing the damage, injury.
Now, just out of interpretation, when anytime you hear the word qi, I want our listeners to think about energy. Your body's, your body's innate energetics that allow things to happen.
Yeah, it's just like from different perspective to see the body. So that's why I do have some of this kind of patient had breast cancer. They do the surgery.
Are you saying that acupuncture might be helpful?
It could be very helpful, but you have to look at, so if a patient, if she was our patient, we would be looking at her from a neurological, we'd be looking at her from biochemical, and we'd be looking at her from an energetic point of view. So, for example, somebody whose energy is very low is not going to heal well.
Right.
You know, so, you know, in the United States and Western culture, we call it your your constitution. You know, somebody who's got a strong constitution, they heal through anything. If they in Chinese medicine, you know, the interpretation is their shen, their internal spirit, if you will.
And right. Just think about that. If your energy is very low, you feel very tired. Also, your organs feel very, very tired too. So even though that's why a lot of people, even though you eat a lot of nutrient stuff, but you cannot absorb that because your body, your organs are very, very tired. The qi level, energy level is very low. You have to support all the organs who can absorb more the calcium, more nutrition, then balance your bone, the bone minerals, then can heal faster.
You know, the unfortunate part, Lou, is that as we get older, particularly in our society, and it's not supposed to happen this way, we see tremendous loss in bone density. And it's simply because of the fact that as we get older, we become more at effect of all the things, you know, our environment, our structural pieces, our biochemical. And when I talk about biochemistry, I'm talking about our absorptions. The foods that we eat in this country go missing. They're not anywhere near as good as they are in other parts of the world. So we see a longer lifespan that we boast about, but we see increased morbidity, people getting not doing well. They're weaker. They don't have the capacity. So in a situation where you have lack of bone healing, you have to look at all the pieces. You have to look at the energetics. You look at the organ system, particularly the thyroid is very important in bone healing as it relates to parathyroid, but it can be.
Yeah, just let you know, the parathyroid just sit on the thyroid. It's very, very just a right piece, right size, sit right on the thyroid. If you have thyroid gland issue, there's no wonder you have a parathyroid issue too. It's very hard to regulate your calcium.
Lou, if we can help you further on the topic with your sister, please let us know and, you know, join us this Wednesday evening. It's going to be very specific. We can get into it. We can show you how that parathyroid works relative to bone metabolism. It's critical. But if the thyroid's not working, the parathyroid is not going to have its optimization as well. So you have to look at all the pieces to fix it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and we will be co-presenting this Wednesday evening, the 19th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. It is our last presentation of the year, and we won't be back at it until sometime in January. And you go to resultcare.com, you know, within the next week or two, and you'll find all the programs that are listed there for you. Dr. Zhang, let's talk a little bit more about this amazing and very important, and, you know, people don't appreciate how many systems that it relates to.
Oh, it's related to the whole body, the whole system. It can go to the heart, it can go to your intestinal, it can go to the GI tract, it can go to your reproductive the problem. So, for example, actually, they do the research. So, 1 of 8 women has a thyroid issue. And if you have a thyroid issue, it also can mess up your menstrual cycle.
How many women?
1 of 8.
108? Or
108. One eighth. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I've got to get him to clarify me too. So, 1/8 of all women have thyroid problems.
Yeah, during her lifetime.
That's a lot of people.
Oh yes, a lot of people. That's a lot of people. So you have these problems. You ask me about how many systems can be affected. For example, these people, if the women, female get their thyroid issue, it can get your menstrual cycle messed up. You can vary less or vary very little or a lot of messes there. Appearance very light or heavy is irregular. Also, you can get a very hard time to get pregnant. I do have a patient have a hard time to get pregnant. They check everything else, the hormone, whatever the other, the estrogen, the testosterone is all normal. But however, as I check your thyroid hormone, but it tests that it's abnormal. That's why, because when you have thyroid issue, thyroid disease can affect the menstrual cycle. It also affects the ovulation. You cannot release the egg regularly. That's the problem.
So this little organ system, if it's not working properly and not working optimally,
yes,
we got a problem. You know, and here's the interesting thing. And you go to your physician And the parameters for thyroid function are huge. You know, you talk about thyroid stimulating hormone.
Mm-hmm.
They start at about 0.573 on many of the laboratory markers, and they go all the way up to 4.5. They just lowered them. They used to be much higher than that on the top end.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the normal range, functional medicine normal, is about 1.7 to about 2.3. It mm-hmm. shouldn't be any higher than that, and it shouldn't be any lower than that. But physicians will look at it, as long as it's in the parameters, well, it's normal. It's not normal.
It's not normal. And, it's functional. Yeah.
And then, you know, you can do the math yourself. You take a look at your T4. If your physician was brilliant, they ordered T3. Take the number and, you know, subtract one from the other, divide that in half, add it to the lower one, and now you have the midpoint. If you're lower, even though that you're in the brackets, if you're lower than the midpoint, it's not normal. And it tells you, and if you're showing symptoms of thyroid dysfunction, here's another thing. If you have an old-fashioned thermometer where you can shake it down, and they make some now that you can use, if you want to find out if you're hypothyroid, all you have to do is every morning before you get up, before you go to the bathroom, before you cut a little bit more, take that thyroid thermometer and put it underneath your armpit and hold it there for 10 minutes. And at the end of 10 minutes, and then you log it every day, your thyroid or your temperature underneath your arm should be 1 degree lower than what it is in your mouth. Normal, you know, we have a textbook at 98.6, you know, 98.5 and so forth is normal. But you want to see that axillary temperature at about 97.8, 97.6. If it's consistently lower than that, if it gets to 96, there's a problem. And that tells you you are hypothyroid. That's one of the primary indicators of hypothyroidism.
Yeah, actually, hyper and hypothyroidism is the most common thyroid issue. So it was talking about how many systems can be affected. Actually, from the hair, I have the patient, I have the hair loss, okay, actually, they check everything else, it's mineral is okay, everything's okay. I said, okay, check your thyroid. Then when you check thyroid, everything's messed up there.
So, but not my kind of hair loss.
No, yours. It's a different story.
I was hoping. So, you know, I thought maybe I could get some hair back here.
All right, here we go.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Qinglong Zhang will be my guest, your presenter, along with me at the Results Center for Healing. And this is the 19th. God, this month is going away and the year is finishing up quickly at 7 p.m. It'll be our last presentation, obviously, for the year. We won't do them again until sometime in January. And it's rare that they get me to do anything. So let's have some fun. Bring your lab work. Let's talk about your problems. Tell me what medications you're on. And let's see if we can make some sense out of this thing for you and make a difference. And I think you'll go away very surprised. But, you know, we'll keep it very straight up. You know, go do your shopping, grab some dinner, come in and see us at 7 o'clock, or you can have dinner afterwards. But, you know, spend an hour with us. And I promise you, you'll start out 219 better than you possibly thought you could otherwise relative to your health. This is critical, particularly going into the springtime.
Yeah. Right.
So let's talk a little bit more about this crazy, you know, the effect that it has. Let's talk about the autoimmune portions. What happens? We have sluggish, we have hyper, but we have autoimmune conditions within the thyroid as well. We have our Hashimoto's, we have Graves, we have, you know, hyperthyroidism. How do we distinguish?
Actually, autoimmune system, because the body try to make some antibody to form a lymphatic cell to produce more antibody to protect yourself. If your body makes some antibody affect your immune system, it called autoimmune system. This is about Hashimoto. Hashimoto is very, very common, it's hypothyroidism. So it's because autoimmune system. For example, the lupus. Lupus is very common one, actually. The autoimmune system problem. Lupus. Lupus is because of the kidney issue, that causes, you know, that causes a lot of the problems of your systems. And also autoimmune system, the type 1 diabetes. This one should not be ignored, you know. As a lot of people have type 1 diabetes and there's an autoimmune system, and this is a cause of their Hashimoto too, a cause of autoimmune system problem.
So they go hand in hand.
Right.
And the truth of it is that a patient who does have a Hashimoto's thyroiditis, itis means inflammation, by the way, an inflammatory reaction. So what you're getting is a autoimmune inflammatory response that's affecting the thyroid. And any of these inflammatory responses, because in this case with Hashimoto's, it's due to usually a huge amount of sensitivities to grain, and generally all grain, is going to affect blood sugar metabolism and subsequently diabetes. So you're getting that paired effect, if you will. They are consistent with each other. So when you, and the truth of it is, if you fix thyroid problems because of all the things we've talked about, the inflammatory pathways, and you know what we didn't talk about earlier on, and I want to get into this Wednesday evening, is for the thyroid to be able to produce thyroxine, the hormone, it not only has to be able, but it has to have the right substance. And the substances are things like iodine. Mm-hmm. And the substances are like tyrosine, which is an amino acid. Mm-hmm. And then substances are trace minerals within the body. If those things aren't adequate, your thyroid, even if it's capable of working, can't work. And we see so many people who are deficient.
Yes, this is a lot of people, yes. So the same thing is also if you have the autoimmune system. I told all my patients, your immune system is the most important for you. So you if your immune system gets down, gonna crash, you cannot get any, protect yourself, right? So also, I have some patients have come here, they have a lot of, you know, they get awake easily, get their tired easily, they lose hair, they have their nail, brittle nails, nails very, and they cannot grow the nails too. So also I said, okay, do you check your thyroid? Do you check everything else? Check whatever, the minerals, the same thing. Do you check the liver? But because I always see the patient from different perspective, from Chinese medicine perspective and from the chiropractic perspective too. So from Chinese medicine perspective, your liver can control your nail. If you have a liver issue, probably want to come to test your liver. When they check the liver, I think, by the way, check your thyroid, T3, T4, this can free T4 too. Then they check, okay, the T3 is not normal, T4 is not normal. It's no wonder, it's not because the liver got an issue, they cannot convert T3.
You know, many of you remember a program that Dr. Zhang did this last year on body signs and signals. And this is a very important parallel, similar presentation. Your body gives you very direct signs of thyroid dysfunction. If you know what to look for, regardless of what the laboratory tests show, you have a thyroid problem. And this Wednesday evening, he'll go over those things with you. He'll show you specifically what the body is expressing to you and how it represents itself. And when you see these things, don't ignore it. Even if you're told that you don't have a problem, you do have a problem and it needs to be dealt with. This Wednesday evening, the 19th, 7 p.m. at the Rizal Center for Healing in Fairfax, Dr. Zhang and yours truly will be presenting the thyroid puzzle.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal live, as you do most weekends, on a Sunday at 12 o'clock. And we're on Saturdays because the Redskins are playing tomorrow, and you'll hear them here on WMAL at 1 p.m. And the pregame show starts at 12. So that's why we're on Saturdays. And I think we only have one more program that will be disrupted. And then the first of the year, we go back to Sundays at 12 noon. And so we're excited to be at least stable for the next 9 months. It'll be a fun thing to know what day I can travel and what day I can't travel. But anyway, this Wednesday evening, 19th, 7 p.m. at the Rizal Center for Healing, Dr. Qinglong Zhang and I will be presenting the thyroid puzzle. We're going to co-present and we're going to talk about it from two different platforms. We're going to get into the biochemistries. We're going to talk to you about what you can really do to fix this thing, why it hasn't been fixed, questions that you can ask your doctor. But more importantly, what are the signs and signals that your body's giving off that people are ignoring? You're ignoring, your doctor's ignoring. This is an opportunity. We'll really get into the intimacy. All you have to do is go to rozellcare.com and register. Hit the button, say register now and get it done. But do it now, right after the show, rozellcare.com, and get it taken care of. Dr. Zhang.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit more about it. We have a few minutes left. What do you want people to know?
So I want to know, we talk about a lot of biochemistry, about the function. So I want to tell you guys some symptoms. If you have this kind of symptoms, I will tell you later on. If you have this kind of symptoms, you find there's no reason no clue what's going on there. So probably you want to check your thyroid. The first question is, do you have the weight gain, weight loss? Weight gain, weight loss. And then it's swelling in the neck, or the changes in heart rate. It go too high or too low. And also, do you have any changes in their energy or mood? You feel too tired. You feel, you know, the very moody, very irritable. And also, do you have hair loss? Did I talk before? Do you feel too cold or too hot? If you feel too cold, when somebody else feel okay, but it's not okay for you, so probably it's a problem there. So also, do you feel the skin is dry or too moist or too dry? And or the other issue is about, do you have an intestinal diarrhea or constipation? You try to figure out the reason for a long time, but you don't know what's the real reason there. Probably you want to check the thyroid too. So you think, and the third night, I'll try to tell you guys from both the Chinese medicine perspective and on the chiropractic perspective to analyze your thyroid issue and tell you what we can do for you and what you are supposed to do about your thyroid, about endocrine system. Part.
You know, this is an important program because somebody talked a little bit about constipation and diarrhea, but constipation is the piece. There's a lot of people who are chronically constipated, and they do all kinds of things. They take every bulk former and stimulator and so forth, and they've done everything, and they still don't have a problem. But here's what happens with chronic constipation is over a period of years, the large intestine stretches. Yes. And you have all this debris, all this waste, all this fecal matter building up, and it stretches and it loses its sensitivity.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to get it back. And so you want to identify the problem, and thyroid dysfunction is one of the primary considerations when it comes to constipation.
Yes.
You know, when kids get constipated sometimes because they don't take the time to go or they don't drink enough water. And, you know, there's a lot of other reasons, but this is one of the primaries, and we want you to be very much aware that your intestinal system, as well as all the other things that Dr. Zhang has told you about, you're going to get into it very specifically.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about things people can look at, not only in their skin, but their face and their eyes and so forth. And talked a lot about, you know, cracked nails, and we talked about cracked heels and elbows and so forth, all those things, and, you know, fat face and fat neck,
right,
and, you know, things
puffy
of that
face.
Nature. But seriously, this Wednesday, we'd love to have you as our guest at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Join us. It's December 19th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. We will be there. Make sure that you are, too. It'll be the last presentation that we do, and one of the very few that I get to co-produce and teach. We're coming up to the end of the program. You know, too short. We love you all. Bye.